Well, this is one of the most successful campaigns out there. I mean, my friends who don't even live here know what Pure Michigan is. And Pure Michigan is announcing their fall campaign today. So what's new for this fall season? Let's ask Kelly Wolgamott, who is the vice president of Pure Michigan. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, and thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for joining us. We love talking about Pure Michigan and all that entails. So what's new for fall?
Oh, we're so excited. You know, there's nothing like a Pure Michigan fall day. And I know all of your listeners are really excited to get outdoors and enjoy the brilliant fall colors and just the really exceptional autumn experiences we have throughout the state. We are actually extending to a national audience an invitation to come visit us in Pure Michigan this fall. Of course, we're still marketing to the in-state and regional travelers, but we're at a national level, and that's a very important opportunity for the state. Typically, we have not gone out national in the fall time, but it gives us the opportunity to have the conversation out there that there is no place like Pure Michigan in the fall, and we can compete with any other state when it comes to fall colors.
No, last year I was in Portland, Maine for a wedding in October. And all I was hearing from people was, oh, you're going to love the colors in October in Maine. It's fantastic. And I got there and I'm like, yeah, this is fine. We have better colors in Michigan.
We do.
Making that pitch to people nationally, though, is really important. Changing that narrative.
It is. And, you know, we're a national product when it comes to summer. Mm-hmm. And again, our summers are outstanding. But it's time for also to us to get that recognition from fall to bring travelers to the state. To enjoy the stunning blues of our beautiful water. And then those paired with the red, oranges, and yellows of the fall trees are just incredible. And there's so much to see and do throughout the state in fall.
So it goes live today, correct?
We actually started targeting travelers in August. Mm. Oh. August 1st is when we started to get, outside of the state to inspire travelers to start thinking about that fall travel. And it's really a multi-sensory campaign where we started out with some incredible billboards in the Chicago market to inspire travelers to think about fall. And we actually had some artwork there that started as a summer campaign and then transitioned to fall colors. And it was truly incredible. And Chicago continues to be an incredible market for the state. But also we're starting now to be on Pandora. So you're going to see some unique initiatives when it comes to Pandora and talking about the colors, but also the culinary experiences that you can have throughout the state, to our agritourism with cider mills, corn mazes, and pumpkin patches, to having just, you know, the harvest and all of the agriculture we grow in the state, and going to some really unique restaurants. And I can't forget to mention the wine industry as well. So it's really a multi-sensory campaign that will be on radio, will be on digital TV, and really to get the attention and to inspire travelers to come visit us this fall.
How have these advertising campaigns changed nationally? We've seen a lot of different avenues now to put these messages. How has that changed? And a lot of the money that you guys get budgetarily, how has it changed for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we need to, the travel industry, think back, next year is our 20th anniversary for Pure Michigan, which mm-hmm. is going to be an incredible year for us. And you think back when the campaign started and the competition wasn't there as it is today. We have the competition not only from other states competing for our travelers, but also cities as well. And it really provides us the opportunity to be innovative and creative in how we approach the campaign and how we're going to target our audiences. So we do use a great mix. So we're on connected TV, on the Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, but we're also utilizing efforts out of home. That's still a very effective opportunity for the brand. And nothing is more beautiful, right, than those great big Pure Michigan billboards to inspire travelers. And we're also looking at some unique opportunities. We partnered with Aroma Labs this year to come out with the Pure Michigan fragrance, seasonal fragrances. So we always are looking for opportunities that we can be a step ahead of the competition, but also ensuring that it's very meaningful and it's driving results to the state when it comes to economic impact.
Do you have data most recently of how this drives people to the state?
Sure. So, you know, we've had from over the summer in the month of July, specifically in some of our campaigns, we are able to do a quick measure to see how we are impacting travel. And the travel that we've impacted from year over year was up 175%, which is incredible, contributing over 35,000 specific trips that were brought into the state, but that's just a small portion of the campaign, and we're only able to measure a small portion of the campaign immediately, right? So we typically do an effectiveness every year. In 2024, we saw that the campaign, it continues to elevate the presence of Michigan, but it also, those individuals that are aware of the ad campaign stay longer time and number more nights in the state, but they also disperse throughout the state more and they experience more. So we will have the 25 data in a few months so that we'll be able to evaluate the campaign. But year over year, the campaign continues to be effective and meaningful in driving those travelers to the state. And I think we're seeing that too in our lodging report nationally. Lodging and the travel is down, but we've maintained in Michigan our month over month over the summer period. We were very much consistent with 24. We did not have a decline like other states did throughout the U.S.
Well, that's good news. And I'll tell you, I'm at michigan.org and the fall colors and
it's
videos
awesome.
On
it
that
got me hyped up.
Me too.
Yeah, it's
me too.
Got me hyped up.
All right, Kelly, we appreciate your time this morning, and we're happy that Pure Michigan moves forward.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Very cool. No, I'm hyped.
I need
I'm
to
hyped.
Go see the colors. Although we're going to go on a college tour. We'll see some colors.
We'll see some colors. And the people rolling pumpkins down a hill. I've never done that before, but I'm in.
I'm sure my three-year-old also would be
love in. That, for sure.
And there's a button here on michigan.org for the kids, and they
for
have
the
ideas.
Kids. I also love, if you go down, scroll down on that, it's got the seasons. Right. So you just go, what are we doing next summer? Click it. Boom. Go. Plan it.
Like, you love the way this website is.
Love it.
Tailored.
I'm hyped up.
Excellent.
Let's go.
I can see it from back here that Jamie's looking at. I'm like, wow, that's a beautiful website.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Pretty cool.
Good job. Coming up, we're talking about a very important campaign when it comes to Forgotten Harvests. The good news coming up at 8:49.